VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Every buyer loves a bargain, so it often pays to do a little haggling. Well, here now to teach us how to do so like an expert via best offer is the eBay coach herself, Suzanne A. Wells. She's known on eBay as Atlanta Golf Shop, all one word. Suzanne, how does best offer help attract more buyers?
Hey, Griffin Lee. Good to talk to you guys again.
Nice to have you.
I actually just got finished writing an article about this on about.com, where I am writing about eBay these days. Best offer is a great way to increase your sales without having to add more inventory, hire people, or spend more time on your business. You can just open up that conversation with the buyer, let them come to you with their offer, and then handle them as they come in.
All right. What are the pros and cons of using auto decline?
Kind of getting into a thing with this with some people because they say, you know, it's great to use automation. It's a time saver. But what I've discovered is you may be missing opportunities to make sales. If the offer is a dollar below your auto decline cutoff point, you're not going to see it. It's going to be automatically declined. So for smaller sellers that have time to deal with this, it really does benefit you to look at every offer because, you know, you may be having a slow week or maybe it's some products you've had for 6 months or a year, and you'll take it. You'll take that offer if it's a dollar less than your cutoff point. You know, I see a lot of sellers out there struggling with how do I get more sales, and really sometimes you can't automate everything. There is a personal element involved in best offer. So unless you have thousands of things in your store and it's just impossible to look at all the offers, it really is beneficial to look at them manually.
What's your advice, Suzanne, the subject of responding to what might be considered lowball offers, also known by some sellers as worst offers?
Yeah. Well, first of all, sellers really need to think more like business people and don't take it personally if it's a low offer. You know, I know when I'm outsourcing, I want to get everything as cheap as I can. So I'm sure people are offended by my low offers at garage sales and estate sales and that kind of thing. So, you know, it's business. Don't let the emotion get involved. Sometimes what happens, though, is you might get an offer for a dollar on a $50 item. Some buyers are testing to see if you're using auto decline because they want to deal with a person.
Yes.
So they'll just make some crazy offer and see how fast it declines, or if you counter, and you know they'll move on to another item if they know they're dealing with an automation rather than a person. So go ahead and counter. You know, it's not going to hurt you. It takes 10 seconds. You know, they may come back and accept your counter, but really don't waste any time or emotion or energy on low offers. Respond to it. It's just business. You know, there's millions of buyers out there. Somebody else is going to come along.
Sage advice.
Why do buyers come up with strange prices rather than even dollar amounts?
Okay, right. So I stumbled on this a few years ago. I was like, why are they offering these weird amounts that are not even dollars? Or, you know, why are they offering $11.86 instead of $12? And if you look at the shipping cost and add it to what they're offering, it's usually an even dollar amount, $25, $20, something like that. So they may have a budget they're trying to stay within. I sold something today that was, I had it up for $25. They offered me $19. The shipping was $6. It came out to $25 even. I figured, okay, they've got some kind of budget or a dollar amount they're working with. So, again, you know, look a little further than on the surface of just the offer. Look at the shipping and try to work with people to make that sale happen if they're working within a budget.
I noticed on your stuff here, by the way, Griff.
Yes.
This is one guru who actually sells on eBay all the time.
Yes,
we like that because
yes.
There are some that, you know, you wonder. But I noticed that you do charge shipping. Why do you charge shipping rather than, I see you charge a lot of blouses, $3.14 shipping to me, $4.34. Why do you charge rather than not?
Well, first of all, it's easier for my bookkeeping because I can say, this is the cost of the item, I want to make this amount of profit, I'm going to price it this way, and shipping is passed on to the customer. I just like it better for my bookkeeping. Also, if you're dealing with a return, it's just easier. You're not going to be out that shipping to the customer. It's just easier to refund them for the price of the item when they return it.
Okay. Nice pictures, too. What do you use to take your pictures?
My iPhone 5.
Yay! And they take good pictures, too, don't they?
Yes.
You know, it works for me. I've been doing eBay since 2003, and we didn't have all the fancy tools and all the... Shoot, you didn't even have mobile phones back then. So I just never used a lot of fancy equipment. And I like to walk the walk when I'm teaching people how to sell. And one of the things is, I'm going to have to spend all this money and get all this photography equipment and all this stuff to get set up. And no, you don't. Most people have everything they need right there to get started today.
So we're speaking with a wonderful woman, Suzanne A. Wells, who we've been following for many years. We used to have her on the show from time to time, and it's been a while. She's known on eBay as Atlanta Golf Shop. So how do you handle counteroffers?
As far as responding, I always respond. Sometimes you cannot get the buyer up as high as you want, so oftentimes my counteroffer is the same thing twice. You know, I'm showing them, nope, this is as far as I'm going to go. I think a lot of people don't realize that haggling or negotiating is a cultural thing, and that is the way people from other countries or from a different culture want to engage in purchasing an item. I haven't visited that many foreign countries in my life, but some people just don't want to go into a store and just pay the price on an item. They like that engagement with the seller to try to get what they want. So I at least indulge them in that and communicate with them through counter-offering. But again, it goes back to don't be insulted by low offers. If you know what you want for the item, stick to it. But at least, you know, have the courtesy to engage with the buyer if they're sending you counter-offers.
I think if you do make an offer, if you have make an offer as an option, you need to know in advance what you're willing to accept and what you're not.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right.
So I've heard sellers doing this, and I'd love your opinion, even though I kind of know what it is. But I still love to hear you say it about the topic of when sellers say, I had someone who lowballed me and a best offer and I blocked them.
Right.
I know.
Why would you block someone who's going to give you money is my question.
Yeah, I don't understand.
That's kind of our goal on eBay, right? I think... I work with a lot of people whose first business experience is eBay. They've never had their own business. They've never been in a customer service environment. And they just feel threatened by things they don't understand. So they think, this person's going to buy my item and then return it or buy it and damage it and try to get away with something. No, I can't even think of a time that's happened to me. I think if you take the right precautions to take good pictures of your items, describe everything, take photos of any defects, do your homework as a seller, you won't have any problems with buyers. And blocking people is only going to prohibit you from getting sales.
Well, boy, Griff sure agrees with you.
Yeah, I just, it never makes sense to me. I'm going to block them. They wanted to send you money. The only thing that you were in a disagreement about for a moment was the amount, but they expressed interest in your product. Kudos to you if your business is so good that you can pick and choose who you're going to sell to.
Mm-hmm. And well, picture this, if you have a brick and mortar store, are you going to stand and bar the store when Mr. Smith walks down the street and not let him in because he gave you a low offer one time?
Yeah.
I mean, think about this. Think of yourself as a brick and mortar store. You wouldn't do that. You wouldn't turn customers away. God forbid.
Well, and I hear some buyers, sellers that say when they get an offer, they immediately go look at the person's feedback and they go check them out and all this kind of stuff. Why? You can't do that with somebody who just doesn't buy it now. They just buy it.
Let me tell you what it tells me about a seller when they have make an offer. That they're willing to haggle.
Right. Yeah.
Right? So don't give me any lip when I try to haggle.
Yeah.
You're the one who put the best offer,
not me.
Exactly.
And the seller has the power to say no at any stage in this transaction before it's closed.
Right.
You can say no if you don't like it. You have that power.
Yeah.
So the buyer isn't going to get away with anything. They just want to buy your item.
So, Suzanne, so your website is SuzanneAWells.com. SUZANNE, the letter A, Wells.com. What does the A stand for, Suzanne?
That's my maiden name, Arant, A-R-A-N-T.
Okay. You're a nay, N-E-E. Okay. So her eBay ID is Atlanta Golf Shop. She does a lot of selling on eBay. Her Twitter ID is at eBay Coach. And Suzanne, so, you're on ask.com, right?
Well, it's about.com.
About.com. Yeah. Do you do a weekly article, or are you just there when people ask questions?
It's completely open. I can write as much as I want. I just was hired by them a few weeks ago, and the person who was doing the column had been there 10 years.
Well, congratulations on your new gig. Please come back again.
Thanks, Suzanne. It's always a pleasure. This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint. Up next, T-shirt aficionados when we continue with eBay Radio.
Hey there, ShipStation here. We'd like to be your in-house worker bee. Here's the buzz. ShipStation excels in handling orders coming from multiple online stores and marketplaces. And we love shipping through multiple carriers. We're always working hard in the background, consolidating orders, creating label batches, updating order status and tracking, stuff like that. Our job is to make sure you get through your orders a whole lot faster. In fact, ShipStation helps you be so efficient, you'll be shaking the trees to come up with new business. Take the sting out of selling and experience shipping nirvana, the sweet honey of success. Our free 30-day trial is one of the smartest decisions you'll make in today's online marketplace. And eBay listeners, get an extra month free after the trial. Visit ShipStation.com/eBay Radio to check us out. And check us out.
Hello, eBay seller. We're the new kid on the block. We know when you source smarter, you sell better. That's a fact. So we've created a new service for eBay sellers. We're Bulk, spelled B-U-L-Q, but pronounced Bulk. At Bulk.com, we offer you a new, more comfortable way to buy wholesale goods. Our products come from major U.S. retailers who like to move excess, open box, customer returns, and salvage inventory quickly. Our pallets offer a complete manifest of every item, so you know exactly what you're getting. And some pallets are as low as $200. So you can start small and grow with us. Rest assured, we stand behind the accuracy of our manifests in both condition and composition. And we even handle the shipping to your home or office. Visit us at Bulk.com and browse our pallets like any new kid on the block. We want to meet you. Bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. The new way to buy liquidation goods.
Ready to list that porcelain vase but don't recognize its mark? Bummer. Knowing who made your item helps to tell what it's worth. WorthPoint's directory of makers, Marks, and its digital library have your back. You may know Marks and Library as a separate site, but now they're integrated directly into WorthPoint, so they're easier to use than ever. Go to WorthPoint.com, input a few keywords like gold, anchor, then let WorthPoint's Marks and Library do the rest. It's the Internet's largest searchable database of marks and artworks, silver, ceramics, glass, jewelry, militaria, dolls, toys, and more. Plus, you can access more than 1,000 reference books in the digital library to learn more about your item. Once you know what it is, WorthPoint can tell you how much it's sold for. That's WorthPoint, now with Marks and Library. That vase is by Chelsea. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.